Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. Woo!
Yo!
Woo! It's the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter. I don't know.
How you doing?
Good. Feeling like Ric Flair. I don't know.
Yeah. It's getting feeling it. Like, what are y'all up on, jacked up on cocaine or something?
You know it. You know it. Woo! Anyway, it's time for sports. Let's do it.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light and other great products. So what? You're never thirsty, especially when you're watching all your favorite sports action or listening to it at 6:22 in the morning. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Let's kick it off with NCAA men's college basketball. There were some games last night. Buffalo beating Western Michigan 85-69. Kent State beating Central Michigan 94-85. Toledo beating Eastern 96-63. And number seven Michigan beating Wisconsin was number nine last night. 77-54.
Dude, so I caught a little bit of that game, and I could not. Michigan was destroying Wisconsin.
So this is kind of crazy, man. And, you know, I'm going to talk about this because I didn't really get to talk about the Wolverines too much over the football season because they were so bad and they extended Harbaugh's contract. They were so bad at football this year. We didn't even really talk about it. But apparently, dude, it's the complete opposite with the basketball program.
Yep.
So Michigan beating three ranked teams in a row by an average of 22.3 points, which is an NCAA record.
That's
last night they said it.
That's some serious spanking going on.
So last night after the game, I kind of caught a little bit of the commentary in the background, and I just kind of overheard them saying, they're like, dude, this is the best Michigan team we've ever seen, and we're counting the Fab Five. That's craziness. He said they're really that good. So there you go. There are Wolverines in our home state of Michigan, ladies and gentlemen.
Looking
doing
good.
Pretty well.
Looking I good. Like it, looking man. Tough.
Tonight, Notre Dame going to be in Virginia at 4:30 to check out that game. NHL news, Blackhawks going to be in Tampa Bay Lightning. We're going to be in Tampa Bay playing the Lightning at 8 o'clock tonight. Check that out. So, actually, real quick, NBA. Last night, the Celtics and Bulls were postponed due to COVID. Seems like NBA is having a little COVID problems again starting that season. Tonight, the Bucks. Your Bucks going to be Detroit playing the Pistons at 7 o'clock. So, all right, I wanted to get to this story because this is cool. This is crazy. This is really crazy. This is an Aaron Rodgers story, Brock, and it has nothing to do with football. I want you to just take, you already know.
I know, but what's funny is I'm glad you brought this up because, of course, I know everything going on with Aaron Rodgers, all right? You're not going to surprise me with any Aaron Rodgers news.
Should I just tell a story here real quick?
Yeah, go for it.
And we'll talk about it. All right.
Yeah.
Listen up, ladies and gentlemen. This is pretty cool. Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers says he will be a guest host on a future episode of Jeopardy. The show is currently using a series of interim hosts following the November 8th death of longtime host Alex Trebek. That process began when record-holding contestant Ken Jennings made his debut on an episode that aired Monday. Aaron Rodgers, was a winning Celebrity Jeopardy contestant back in 2015. So we got invited to do a host a show.
Yeah.
Dude, that's pretty cool.
He actually is he's talked about this. He's talked about it with Pat McAfee and other interviews. He's a huge fan
of Jeopardy,
like a massive fan of Jeopardy. And I think he's really excited about this. I think he'll do a great job. He'll definitely do. I wonder if he's going to sport the mustache. You know how he rocks the mustache? I think he might, in honor of Alex Trebek.
That's why he's going to do it.
Yeah.
That's 100% why he's going
to
do it.
So, of course, too, I knew about this, but I will have to give a shout-out to our buddy Brian Reed because he actually sent me this info. He's like, hey, I don't know if you know this or not, but Aaron Rodgers was on Jeopardy and won, and he's going to host. And he didn't say anything smart alecky. He didn't say anything, you know.
Wanted you to know.
So I think something's wrong with Brian. I think something's wrong with him. The fact that he sent me a normal message.
He tripped and hit his head on the truck.
Yeah, something. That's what happened. But no, I think that's cool. You know, I think that's great. And yeah, he did it. And the money he won obviously went towards a charity. Well, it's not like he got to pocket it or anything like that. But I think it should be pretty cool. So.
Yeah, that is cool, man. They were going to ask Tom Brady, but they knew he was going to be too busy, in the Super Bowl.
Oh, is that what it was? Is that what it is, Hunter? God, I hope he slips and breaks his femur, that old bear. Yeah. But all right, good enough for now. Is that it? That all you got?
That's what I got for you.
Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, bud.
We'll be back.
RX, everything that rocks.
Good morning. Get your hot breath out of here. Come on now.
Hot breath. What's up,
ridiculous,
man?
Ridiculous. Gross hot breath.
Breath stinks, too.
It's 7:25. Yeah, it's a nice morning breath, that hot, gross morning breath. Fantastic. We got to keep removing. It's time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other great Bud products. So guess what? You're never thirsty, ever, because you got Bud Distributing there taking care of you. Yeah.
And they're quite delicious, bro. Yeah. And plenty of them this past weekend. Yeah, let's talk about it, man. NCAA men's college basketball last night. Buffalo beating Western Michigan 85-69. Kent State taking on Central Michigan 94-85. And Toledo beating Eastern 96-63. Number 7, Michigan beating number 9, Wisconsin last night 77-54. And quite a game last night. We caught a little bit of it. Brock, you got to watch a little bit of it, too.
Yeah.
Michigan looking pretty damn good at
damn
one point.
Good.
What, were they up like 25 points at one point?
I think it was more than that. And one, it was like almost it was like almost 40 points. It was nuts, dude. Absolutely nuts.
It's exciting to me because the Michigan Wolverine football team was so bad this year that maybe their basketball team is like the complete opposite. And if that's the case, dude, they're going to win. They're going to win this year. If that's the case, Michigan football was so bad that their team, their basketball team has to be that good, which they are. They've beaten 3 ranked teams in a row by an average of 22.3 points, which is a NCAA record.
That's nuts. That's not, yeah, dude, that's a great start. Now, it's still early in the season, but great start. And everyone's talking about that one cat, that true freshman or whatever that they brought in. People are very excited about the prospects for Michigan basketball this year.
Including me. Yeah. Here we go. Go blue. Here we go, man. NCAA basketball tonight. Notre Dame going to be in Virginia at 4:30. Check that game out. NHL news tonight. The Blackhawks going to be in Tampa Bay playing the Lightning at 8 o'clock. Moving on. NBA last night. Celtics and the Bulls were postponed due to COVID. Having a little complications with the old COVID again there in the NBA. So more news to be had. Tonight, the Bucks going to be in Detroit playing the Pistons at 7 o'clock. And last but not least, Aaron Rodgers is in the news this morning. Aaron Rodgers. That's right. Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers says he'll be a guest host on a future episode of Jeopardy, dude.
That's pretty cool.
The show is currently using a series of interim hosts following the November 8th death of, Alex Trebek.
Yep.
That process began with award-winning contestant Ken Jennings. He made his debut on an episode that aired Monday. Rodgers was a winning Celebrity Jeopardy contestant back in 2015, which I think kind of, paved the road for him to host it. So you're going to see Aaron Rodgers, number 12, probably sporting a mustache, much like Alex Trebek did, hosting Jeopardy.
He's talked about it numerous times. He's a huge fan of Jeopardy. Grew up watching it, grew up watching Alex. And I think he's going to do a very good job.
I think they know that he's going to have plenty of free time around Super Bowl. So they're going to.
It wasn't funny last hour. It's not funny this hour. You're a real piece of trash. Yeah. Well, good. Good. I hope I did. Moving on. Folks, that's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.